The first one is Paw Fest. They have canine agility demonstrations, all sorts of things for dogs and for dog owners, training type techniques. They'll, of course, have adoptable pets, things like that. But it's really a great way to spend the day with your four-legged friend.
And speaking of adopting pets, this is all to benefit the Gwinnett Humane Society.
Yeah, that's right. All the money that they raise goes to a really good cause. But that's not the only thing that's happening around town. On the other side of town in McDonough, they're also having dog days. And that's happening on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And at 11:30, they have a pet parade. So you can see all the pets walk by in their parade. It's always a fun way to kick off your festival.
And it says flying hounds
on
my list.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, when there's a Frisbee involved, usually hounds will be flying. There's all sorts of agility demonstrations and, of course, Frisbees being thrown. And my favorite thing, I think, is the pet costume contest. A lot of this stuff is custom made. These people do the fitting on their dogs so that they have something that's unique and one of a kind.
And Shane, both of these events take place on the same day, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. It's Saturday, and Paw Fest at Lilburn City Park happens from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. And then the annual Dog Days of McDonough happens 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday.
Shane, this next event is all about Georgia, the country.
We are having a Georgian cultural festival right here in Atlanta. This is a country that used to be a Soviet republic, and it has a very, very rich cultural heritage, and it's happening in John Howell Park right there near where Virginia and Highland cross. And they'll have Georgian folk dancing, music, all sorts of Georgian cultural type things.
The food is very intriguing. There's one particular Georgian dish that looks a little like Asian pot stickers that
they do.
Do they call that? Khinkali?
Khinkali. Yeah, there'll be some great food there. And you'll also have an opportunity to learn. They'll have some educational type offerings there where people can tell you about the history, the language, the people, all of that, because it really is a fascinating place.
And is this one day only?
Yeah, this is happening on Saturday from 2 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. at John Howell Park, right near the intersection of Virginia and Highland Avenues.
This week, we're happy to return to our series, which we call Day Tripper. Our trips that are within an easy day's drive and back from Metro Atlanta. And this week we're taking I-20 East.
We're headed to Thompson, Georgia, and that's on your way to Augusta, just about an hour and 45 minutes east of Atlanta on I-20. And this weekend, they're having their big, big festival for the year. It's the Blind Willie McTell Blues Festival. He wrote a song called Statesboro Blues, which became very, very well known through the Allman Brothers. And this festival celebrates him, mostly with music. One of the bands that's playing is St. Paul and the Broken Bones. It's a bunch of guys doing some old R&B soul kind of stuff. And their lead singer has a phenomenal voice.
That I thought I knew. This ain't the party.
But there are plenty of other things to do in Thompson. One of the things that they have is the Old Rock House. And that is actually, sadly, on Georgia Trust's list of historic places in danger.
And dates back to just after the American Revolution, I believe, around 1785, and said to be one of Georgia's oldest documented houses with its original design intact.
Yeah, that's right. It is a very, very old structure. And the more people who go see it and the more people who realize what a treasure this is, the better our chances of saving something like this. But that's just one of many things. There's also Clark's Hill Lake, which is one of the largest inland lakes in the South. So, you know, there's a lot of recreational opportunities around Thompson as well.
So, Shane, if we're making a special trip for the Blind Willie McTell Festival, what do we need to know?
You need to get tickets, and those tickets are $30 in advance. And the gates open at 11 a.m., and the music starts at noon.
Wake up, Mama. Turn your lamp down low. Wake up, Mama.